Many in the general public think of history as dry textbooks and the memorization of lists, dates, wars, kings, and presidents. But memorizing facts is no more history than practicing free throws is basketball. History can look deceptively easy. Just get the main facts and make sure some unclear areas are more accurate. To those engaged in scholarship, however, there is a much larger, richer story out there. There is no such thing as the facts speak for themselves. Piecing together and telling the story of which the facts are a part demands an array of skills and techniques. One of my advisors in college, Phil Vandermeer, liked to insist that all history boils down to two great questions. Oh yeah? And so what? Vandermeer insisted that he did not come up with this framework, but it is a useful one nonetheless. The oh yeah question is one that calls for proof and evidence. We have to ask questions of the primary sources from the time. Once, the types of sources historians used were fairly narrow: letters, reports, diaries, and other written material. Today, however, historians can look to demographics, popular media, and even what is called material culture, literally the stuff that people have left behind. I often say that history is not written by the winners. It is written by the survivors, because whatever survives is what we know about the past. The so what question involves significance and relevance. Popular discourse talks about learning the lessons of history as if history is a living being who makes pronouncements about right and wrong. Instead, trained historians seek to understand how the world around us functions and how it came to be, moving beyond simplistic explanations to reveal deeper, less obvious connections. This is not a journey closed off to the public, limited to elite experts. Far from it. Historian Carl Becker wrote in his famous Every Man His Own Historian that all people use the tools that professional historians do. Professional historians teach classes precisely to help all of us better understand the past and develop tools and techniques to get at the real stuff of history, not just memorize lists. It takes effort, but the result is well worth it. For KMUW, I'm Jay Price.